because today's lesson, who can read that for me? Aaron.
And?
Yeah. Got that? Alright. What's the smallest line that you can read? Perfect. E. P F Z O T D. Well, it's hard to focus. We'll get to that. So, I have a few questions first. Have any of you ever done chores?
Yeah.
I should see a lot of, I know you all have chores. How about just a general task? You get asked by your parents or maybe somebody to say, hey, can you go grab me the dirt rake? Have you ever been asked to do something like that? Yeah. We've all been asked to go grab something, right? Has it ever seemed like a chore just keeps taking more and more and more time, and it never seems to end, like doing the dishes? Ugh, I hate doing the dishes. I start it and I think, you know what, 5 minutes tops, and I look at my watch, it's 30 minutes. Whew. Why does it take so long? Who can tell me, why does it feel like, or why does it actually take, so long to do a chore or a task? Any ideas? All right, let me ask another question. Is the task really difficult, or your chore? Is it very difficult? Is it beyond what you're capable of doing? No? Okay. Are you only doing the chore that you're asked to do? Yeah, I see that. You're being honest. I like it. I know that when I'm doing a chore or a task that I don't like, let's see, I need to grab my Bible. Oh, but I have a pen over here. And oh, you know, I really need this thing out of the computer bag. See what happened? What happened? What happened, Abby?
I think about so many other things, like sometimes
we're actually supposed to. Yeah, I'm distracted by everything else around me. I'm not focused on what I'm supposed to be doing. So does it seem like your chores take a long time because you're distracted and doing 50 other things, and then mom and dad come back in the room and say, why isn't your chore done? Ever happen? Yep. I'm guilty of this one too, don't worry. So it seems like things take longer when we don't have focus on the things that are important, right? But if we were to focus on the chore, like the dishes, if we just focused on it, would it take 5 minutes, 10 minutes? Like, for us specifically, we have a dishwasher. It takes like 5 minutes, literally, to load it up, well, unload it first, and then reload it. 5, maybe 10 minutes. But 30 minutes later, there we are, still putting the silverware in the rack, and still taking the plates and putting them in the cupboard. But I'm thirsty, I need a drink of water. So, we can all admit that when we do something we don't really like, or maybe we don't understand, we get distracted, right? Now, not to put my boys on the spot, but I'm going to put them on the spot. The other day, we were trying to do some wood chips around some new plants, and I said, I'm not going to name names, but it was definitely my boys. Can you go grab an extra shovel? I looked at the time, and then one of the boys left, and then he came back, and the other two boys and myself were walking back to the house because we were all done. He got distracted. He looked for the shovel, couldn't find the shovel, went into the house to ask somebody else where the shovel was, forgot that he was supposed to ask the person about where the shovel was, came outside, found the shovel, came outside, we were done. It happens. So, anyway, I myself have also been a part of experiences like that where I don't want to split wood, I don't want to carry wood, I don't want to feed the animals, I don't want to clean out their cages, it stinks, it's hot, I don't want to do it. But I was told to do it, so I should do it, right? I should focus on what I was told to do. I'm going to back up so you guys up here can actually see what I'm talking about. So, if we had interest in doing our chores, everybody likes to have a fuzzy pet bunny, right? Right? We like fuzzy pet bunnies because they're super cute. Or maybe kitties. Maybe your cup of tea is cats. Or chickens. Some people like chickens. So you really like having the animals, but you sometimes forget that those animals take a lot of care and focus, right? What do animals need? There's kind of three important things that they need. What's one of them? Food. What's another one?
Water.
Water. What's another one?
Clean cage.
A clean cage. That's the one I hate the most. Because it gets smelly, and then you have to do it, and when it's 90 degrees out, you can say, you know what, I'll put it off till tomorrow. Well, guess what? Tomorrow's 95. Might as well do it today, right? But I don't like doing it. But I like having the animals. What do you got? Sometimes, yes. But the three things they really need are food, water, and shelter. And the shelter should be clean. What do you got?
Air.
Well, unless you have a pet fish. Then they don't need air. Yeah, okay. Well, they definitely need water. You have a point. So why am I asking about tasks or chores or other things? Or, you know, let's look at this another way. How many of you have ever shot at a target or thrown something at a target? Bow and arrow, slingshot, gun, throwing rocks at a tin can or pop can. Yeah, I think most of us have done that. We've picked a target and said, all right, I got it. I missed. I got it. Nope, I missed again. Hey, don't stand so close. Sorry. So, I want you to keep that in mind, that you have to have a focus on something. Even when you're, well, targets especially, you have to pay attention to what the target is, right? And do you aim at the whole big target, or do you aim for a very small part of the target? I was always told, aim small, miss small. Aim small, miss small, right? So if I aim at this great big target, and I just kind of like, close enough. Am I going to hit it?
No.
Probably not. If I do, it's not going to be very good. But if I aim at the very, very center of the target, am I going to hit it?
Yeah.
Pretty good chance, right? So again, why am I asking about shooting targets or hitting targets or chores or things like that? Who can tell me? Why am I asking about this? That's right.
To learn to focus.
Yeah. I didn't hear the last part.
And how to get it done fast.
Not necessarily fast, but you have a good point. We're going to talk about that. So we need to be focused, right? Whether it be chores or targets or play or fun or activities with our friends, if we don't focus, we get distracted and then we wander off and we do things and it takes longer and then we get in trouble because we didn't do the thing we were supposed to do. So I want to start off with, well, we already started, but I want to give you this verse, Matthew 22:37. Who can read that for me? Go ahead.
You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind.
Okay. So what does that tell me about focus? Specifically, in the context of the verse, what does it tell me? Can you answer it? No? Sorry, what do you got? Nice and loud.
That you need to love God when you do it, because He made you.
That's a good answer. Ian, what do you got? I'll answer. I don't want to spend too much time here. So what is, it says, the question here is, where do we focus? And the verse I gave you is that you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. Have you ever focused on something so much that you could say you put your heart, soul, and mind into it? You ever done that? Maybe you're drawing a very complicated picture, or you're coloring a really complicated, you know, page in a coloring book or something. Just very dedicated focus to it. G, Jesus tells us that we should love the Lord your God with all your heart, your soul, and your mind. To be that dedicated to or to be focused on someone, in this case, who are we talking about in this case? Abby. God. It requires a lot of focus. To commit your heart, soul, and mind to God and His purposes is very difficult, even on good days, let alone when we're having a bad day. Now again, I'm going to put my boys on the spot. They had a lot of fun at a friend's house, but they didn't get a lot of sleep. And the last 2 days, they've been kind of grumpy, right? Was it easy to focus? And I'm asking these guys specifically, but you guys can probably think about this too. Is it easy to focus when you're tired? I just gotta think, no. No, when you're tired, it's really hard, right? So it's important that we get rest. It's also important to understand that when we are tired, do we put more effort into focusing or less effort into focusing? What should we do?
A lot of focus.
Because we have to understand that we are weak, especially when we're tired. Very, very weak. And it's very easy for us to fall into anger, right? What are some of the benefits of seeking God or focusing on God? Anybody tell me? What's some of the benefits? There's some verses that help us out with this. We'll get to it. What do you think?
He
saves you. Yep. What else?
If you read the Bible.
What?
If you read the Bible.
Right, but what's the benefit of focusing on God? Or what good does it do to seek God or focus on God? Well, that would be a way to focus on God, but what's the benefit? How does it help you to focus on God? David.
He shall direct their path.
He shall what?
Direct their path.
That's a good answer. The verse that I thought of, Psalm 34, 8 through 10. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him. Okay, so there's a blessing to those who trust in him, which trusting in God requires
focus.
Thank you. Oh, fear the Lord, you his saints. There is no want to those who fear. Wait, oh, hold on. There's a benefit here. What does this say? There, you can read it all together. There is no want to those who fear. What does it mean, there is no want? How many of you want a piece of candy? Mr. Nate primed this one, so I'm going to use it. Yeah, that piece of candy sounds pretty good. You want that candy. Does this mean that if you trust in the Lord, you fear the Lord, that you shall not want candy anymore? What does it mean?
If you don't like him more than
You'll like God more than candy? That's a good answer. Also, on top of that, God provides for your needs. So this wanting is not wanting the things you need. Like, what were the things that the animals needed? Okay, what do you got? Food, water, and a cage. I hope that we are not in a cage. What? We'll call it shelter. So we need food, water, and shelter. God will provide for his people that trust in him and who fear him. The young lions lack and suffer hunger, meaning he protects us from dangers, but those who seek the Lord shall lack no, all at once, shall lack no good thing. So God provides for those who seek after him and fear him, or also you can say respect him. All right, if we're seeking the Lord first, what if I forget to do something important? What do you think?
You gotta do it.
You gotta do the important thing?
Yeah.
What if I told you there is nothing more important than seeking God or focusing on God? Well, that's pretty difficult, isn't it? How many of you put God first in everything you do? Yeah, I shouldn't see any hands because I know that we are all sinners and we all fail at one point or another to put God first. What if I told you this question right here? If I forget to do something important, Matthew 6:25-27, I've shared this before. This is Jesus speaking, "Therefore I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air, for they neither sow nor reap, nor gather into barns," meaning they don't set food aside. They don't plan 6 months in advance for the apocalypse. "They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? Which of you by worrying can add one cubit to his stature?" Now I know this is going to stumble some of you. A cubit is about the elbow to your fingertip. By worrying about how tall you are, your stature, which of you by worrying can add anything to their height? Boy, I really wish I was 6'6". I wish I was 6'6". Nope, didn't happen. Doesn't do any good, does it? Jesus tells us that he supplies the needs for us. There is nothing more important than seeking after the Lord and focusing on his word. Who am I? What can I do? First Chronicles 16:8-11. "O give thanks to the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the peoples." So if we're focused on God, does it become easier or harder to share who he is with other people? Or, another way of looking at this, how do we act around other people if we are showing respect and focus to God? If we're reading his word, if we're praying, are we grumpy? Are we sad? Are we mad? What's the benefit of seeking God? It gives us peace. What else?
It makes us happy.
Makes us happy. We talked about that in some of our songs this morning. We have gladness and joy when we are seeking after the Lord, right? What do you got, Aaron?
He also gives us rest.
He gives us rest, yep. Sing to him, sing psalms to him, talk of all his wondrous works. When we are reading his word, when we are dedicated and focused on what God wants, it is easy for us to talk about how good and great God is. It helps us to focus our own lives on being happy, not mad at our brothers because how dare you hit me in the face by accident when we're playing wrestling.
What?
Yeah, what? The injustice of roughhousing and getting hurt. Oh,
what?
An accident. Anyways, when we are focused on what God wants us to do and how he wants us to act, it is easier for us to be forgiving of others, right? It's a lot easier. Glory in his name, his holy name. Meaning, don't glory in yourself. Look what I did. No, no. Look what God did. He created the heavens and the earth. Let the hearts of those rejoice who seek the Lord. Rejoicing, joyful, happy. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face evermore. First and foremost, put God first. So, what does all this have to do with shooting targets or doing chores? Seems like we kind of lost focus, doesn't it? Sorry, I had to throw a dad joke in. God desires of us to seek him in all things, to have a steady course to him and his word and commands. One of many things that God asks of us is found in Matthew 28:18-20. I put the question, where do I start? How many of you know what this passage is? There's a phrase that's used to describe this particular passage. like the kids are either falling asleep or lost focus. Maybe some of the adults can help out. What do we refer to this general scripture here? The Great, David. The Great Commission, or the Mission. Jesus is speaking to the disciples and the people there at, I believe this is at the Ascension, and he's telling them, this is what you need to do. This is important. You have to do this. Jesus came and spoke to them saying, all authority has been given to me, Jesus, in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations. How do you make disciples of all nations? How do you do it? Aaron.
Tell them about Jesus.
That's a good place to start, isn't it? How can you tell them about Jesus, though, if you're not reading the Bible or in prayer with God or focused on what God asks us to do? Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to... You can tell me what the next three words, or a handful of words. Teaching them to, Abby.
Observe all things that I have commanded you.
Perfect. Nope, right there. That's good. To observe all things that I have commanded you. How do we know what God has commanded us to do? Most of you have one on your lap. I should see all hands in the air. Right, Logan? How do we know what God commanded us to do? How do we know? You want to call on a friend to help out? All right, Lucas.
Because the Bible tells us.
The Bible tells us. Yes. So what does this mean? And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen. Finish the passage. So we know his commandments by, we just got the answer.
Looking at the Bible.
Looking, well, I want you to be specific. Looking at the Bible or reading the Bible is a good place to start. But I want to go even further with it. We need to read his word, but not just read it, right? Because I don't know about you, I read a lot of advertisements and I forget them. But if I'm really interested in something and I really want to know what it says, what's another thing that I can do?
Remember it.
Remember it. Another way of thinking about it is studying it. Studying his word to understand it. We want to study to grow in knowledge and understanding. And then, do we just say, that's a great piece of knowledge? What else do we do after we learn it and know it and remember it?
Share it.
Share it. We take what we learn and what we understand and we apply it and put it to use. In our lives, we want to make sure that we are, as we're called to do, be a light into a dark place, right? What if I told you I brought a slingshot today and we're going to do some target practice? But I want to go through a couple things first. And because I don't have a target, that's a pretty nice target up there. We're going to use that target. So, I want to make an example of something in how we put God's word to use, or maybe how we fail to put God's word to use. And I already asked Aaron, I need a little bit of help here, because I'm going to set up a few scenarios, and I want you guys to think about, am I focusing or am I not focusing? So, when I'm shooting at this target, I'm going to stand back here. I'm going to close my eyes. And Aaron, I want you to tell me where to aim and make sure I hit the bullseye. Okay? Ready? All right, you got to tell me nice and loud.
You need to go right, not left. No, not right a little bit.
Okay, am I, can I shoot? Was I focused? Why not? I listened to Aaron. What do you think? My eyes weren't open, so you're saying because my eyes weren't open I wasn't focused, but I was listening to Aaron. It's a good answer. I'm not focused because I'm not even looking at God's Word. I'm going to say that the target for now is going to be God's Word. So I'm not focused on the target, I'm focused on what Aaron tells me. Now if I only focus on what other people tell me, am I going to be very accurate with God's Word? No. No, I need to take the time to actually learn it myself. Okay, I've got more ammo. Here's the next shot. Now when you shoot, do you keep both eyes open? Do you close one eye? You can close one eye, you shouldn't. But what I'm going to do, so I shoot right-handed, which means my right eye should be my dominant eye. I'm going to close my right eye. And I'm still going to aim as if I'm right-handed, okay? Now I want you to think, am I focused here? Oh, wrong eye. All right. I'm going to say, oh boy. Was I focused? Why not? Go ahead. Nice and loud, I can't hear you.
I need to use both of your eyes.
I need to use both of my eyes. Huh. But I had one eye open. And we said that one eye open is okay. Kind of. But you're right. It's not focused because this would be the same as if I read it once at some point, I don't know, within the last 5 years, and I said, I think God's Word says this. So when I took aim, I was like, yeah, kinda. And then I let it shoot, and I didn't hit the target. Well, I hit the target, but I didn't hit it very good, did I? So what does that tell us about focus and seeking God? Did we read it once and say good enough and move on? I know from my own experiences that sometimes I read a passage 3, 4, 5, 6 different times at different points in time, and I will learn something new every single time. It's amazing how God's Word works in that way. So, all right, here's the next one. Am I focused? Okay, there's the target. Ooh. Yikes. What happened? Abby.
You're looking that way instead of at the target.
Well, I saw where the target was. You saw I clearly aimed, and then I looked away and shot. I was focused for a minute. That's not okay.
No.
That would be the same as if saying, I know what God's Word says, but I don't want that to apply right now. I don't care about what it says right now because I want to do this other thing. That's not a good thing. Because that means we know what it says, but we refuse to obey it. All right. We're going to see how good my aim is now. So, again, am I focused? Ooh. Ian, you might need to calibrate your sights on this thing. Let's try one more. Okay, both eyes open, looking at the target. Imagine I actually hit it. Yep. I hit the bullseye.
No, you didn't.
Just pretend. The ammo's too big for the bullet or for the slingshot. So I kept both eyes open. I was looking at the target. I shot and hit the target right in the center. Am I focused?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. I am focused. I've studied God's Word. I know what it says. I know where the target is. I know what He tells me to do. And when I'm challenged on it, I know what I believe. and am confident to stand, take aim, and shoot. I know what he wants from me. But that happens because I put God first. And again, this is a lesson for everyone here, including myself, because I still neglect God being first. We need to practice, right? When we shoot targets, I should have practiced before I did this. When we shoot targets, do we shoot once or twice and say, eh, good enough?
No.
No. A good hunter or a person that's really good at shooting targets, they practice a lot. They use a lot of ammunition. They take a lot of shots. They miss a lot of shots. But as they miss, they learn and they develop and they study and they progress and they get better and better and stronger. And it makes it easier to follow what he says. All right, you guys have been really good listeners today. You were very focused on what we were speaking on. Should we close in prayer? Lord, we are thankful that we have your word to guide our footsteps, to guide our paths. We're thankful that you are a light to us, and we pray that you help us to become more like you, to seek your word, to be in prayer with you, to be asking for help, and to put you first and foremost in everything we do, to put our focus to you, and to seek you above all. We pray that as we leave here, we continue to obey your commands, that we honor our mother and our father, honor one another, treat each other with kindness, and that we continue to grow in your word in understanding and apply it to our lives. In Jesus' name.